Hey, it's Orion, host of The Morning Grind here on Peoria's 92.3. And on Monday, the WWE Live returns to Peoria in the Civic Center with your favorite WWE superstars. And that includes, from American Alpha, it's Chad Gable. How you doing today, brother?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Excited to have you guys back in town. And why don't you give us a little insight as to what fans here in Peoria can expect when the WWE rolls into the Civic Center?
Yeah, so for people that have never been to, you know, one of our live events, they're pretty special. You see them on TV all the time, of course, but these live events are unique in that you get a chance to get a little more, you know, intimate, and we interact with the crowd more than we would if it were SmackDown or Raw, you know. So you get really to get up close and personal with us and really enjoy the show. And everybody, you know, leaves it all out there every night, gives 100%, because these live events are the most fun part of our job, honestly. The TV days, SmackDown and stuff, is all pretty stressful stuff. So as you can imagine, live TV. So these live events are a chance for us to, you know, let our hair down and just really have fun and enjoy the show with the crowd. So they're a great time.
Yeah, we've given away up to front row tickets for the show, so we're going to have plenty of fans there cheering for you. Talk about your road to where you are now for someone who maybe wants to be a musician. Maybe they'd love to be in the WWE someday. When you first started in wrestling in high school and before that, then into the Olympics, and now you are a WWE superstar.
Yeah, so I amateur wrestled for 20 years, which sounds crazy now saying that, but yeah. I wrestled all through high school and then, you know, made the Olympic team. I chose to chase the dream of training for the Olympics after high school. And I was a Greco-Roman wrestler and I made the team in London and wrestled in London. But what a lot of people don't know is that my entire life, what I wanted to do when I was younger was be a pro wrestler and be in the WWE. That was a dream for me from a very young age. And I was obsessed with it through high school and everything. But, you know, once I retired from amateur wrestling and the Olympics, the opportunity was kind of there for me to parlay it into this great career. And I landed myself a tryout. I got in touch with the right people and got a tryout down in Tampa. So in about just 8 months after I retired from amateur wrestling, I got signed. And I think I made the best decision of my life because it's been great. And I've fallen in love with it. And I can't get enough.
Well, and what can you say to someone who is chasing some sort of dream, but they have people in the background telling them they can't do it? How do you overcome something like that to achieve your dreams? Because I'm sure you've had that in your life before.
Sure, and fortunate enough for me, you know, as crazy as it sounds to chase after an Olympic dream, to go to the Olympics and WWE, I had full support from my family and people like that, which, you know, when you tell them something that big, the problem with it is, from my point of view, it always seemed so far away, and it always seemed like something that was so much bigger than me that I could never get to, you know, because it's the Olympics, you know, or these guys on TV, it's WWE, it's unobtainable. But I'm here to say, like, it is, because I'm an example. Like, I grew up in a small town in Minnesota. Like, there's no advantages I have. There's no, you know, there's no great advantage for me. It just happens. You put your nose to the grindstone and just, you have a plan and you stick it out, and it's a matter of not you know, giving up when times get tough. Because I promise you, when I was training for the Olympics, you know, I lost a lot of matches. I lost a lot of matches that I probably shouldn't have. I lost a lot of tournaments, and I got really down. But you decide to just say, no, I'm going to stick it out, and someday it's going to work out. And it does, as long as you grind it out and do what you know is right. You know, it just works out. It's crazy how it is, but it just works.
And to what you're saying, too, I totally agree with that. I've kind of gone with the mindset that when I hit my 30s, that's when I feel like I should really start to become successful. You look at entertainers like Dane Cook or Jay-Z, when they really started to make it big, they were in their 30s. And so in my 20s, I struggled here in Peoria with just doing radio, but I kept going, and I never gave up. And just last week, I was in L.A. on set with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I'm going to be a part of Ballers Season 3, so...
I mean, oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. I mean, I'm no WWE superstar, but it is. It's exciting, and if you really have the patience and the will to want something, you'll get there.
Yeah, there's times where, you know, it, like I said, it can be real hard, and it can be really lonely at times when you're grinding it out and you feel like no one's with you, and you're kind of doing this thing on your own, and you're not sure all the time if it's right or if you're doing the right thing, but you know, life is very interesting in that way, that if you're one of these people that is willing to stick it out, it's going to reward you.
All right.
Often.
So we have the WWE here Monday. Get your tickets at the Toyota box office, the Peoria Civic Center. Now that we've kind of got the business out of the way, let's have a little fun.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
If American Alpha could tag team against anyone, who would be in the opposite corner?
I think I could speak for both Jason and I. We idolize the Steiner brothers, and they kind of emulate them and steal a lot of their stuff. So I would love to throw down with the Steiner brothers. Everybody always wants to know our dream match, and I think we'd love to wrestle Steiner brothers in the main event of WrestleMania, you know, and just see what happens. Because I think those guys could both still go. I've seen some recent pictures of them, and they're still both jacked and ready to go.
That's a great choice. So who was your favorite wrestler when you were growing up?
So when I was at my most obsessed level was during the Monday Night Wars, and Sting was kind of my guy at that time. I had like a shrine to Sting in my room downstairs with bobbleheads and posters and all this stuff. So, yeah, I kind of idolized Sting.
Nice. Yeah, I was all for Bret the Hitman.
There you go. Yeah.
And Razor Ramon, which leads me to my next question. If my machismo will not stop oozing, how do I stop it?
I don't know if I can help you with that one. Do you want to stop it? Let it go.
All right. Sunny.
I wish I had that problem.
Sunny or Sable?
We'll go Sunny.
Yes! And last question. If we were to have a match in one of those big pools with all kinds of KY jelly, who would win, Mr. Perfect or Lex Luger?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Lex because he always seemed more greased up than Mr. Perfect. He's probably more used to it, you know what I mean?
And he got nothing on Lex Luger. That was awesome. All right, Chad, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. Monday night, he's at the Peoria Civic Center along with your other favorite WWE superstars. Tickets are still available at the Toyota box office at the Peoria Civic Center. Good luck, and good luck on your continued success in the WWE, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.